Control got up and drifted round the room looking for an ashtray. He found one and put it awkwardly on the floor between their two chairs.
How did you feel? When Remick was shot, I mean.
You saw it, didn't you?
Lemus shrugged.
I was bloody annoyed, he said.
Control put his head on one side and half closed his eyes.
Surely you felt more than that. Surely you were upset.
That would be more natural.
I was upset. Who wouldn't be?
Did you like Remick as a man?
I suppose so, said Lemus helplessly. There doesn't seem much point in going into it, he added.
How did you spend the night? What was left of it? After Remick had been shot?
Look, what is this? Lemus asked hotly. What are you getting at?
Remick was the last, Control reflected. The last of a series of deaths. If my memory is right, it began with the girl, the one they shot in Wedding, outside the cinema. Then there was the Dresden man, and the arrests at Gina. Now Paul, Virik, and Lanza, all dead. And finally Remick. He smiled deprecatingly.
That is quite a heavy rate of expenditure.
I wondered if you'd had enough.
What do you mean, enough?
I wondered whether you were tired. Burnt out. There was a long silence.
That's up to you,
Lemus said at last. We have to live without sympathy, don't we? That's impossible, of course. We act it to one another, all this hardness, but we aren't really like that. I mean, one can't be out in the cold all the time. One has to come in from the cold. Do you see what I mean? Lemus saw. He saw the long road outside Rotterdam, the long, straight road beside the dunes, and the stream of refugees moving along it. Saw the little airplane miles away, the procession stop and look towards it, and the plane coming in, nearly over the dunes. Saw the chaos, the meaningless hell, as the bombs hit the road.
I can't talk like this, Control, Lemus said at last. What do you want me to do?
I want you to stay out in the cold a little longer.